Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right. On the same day Donald Trump is making his third visit to Walter Reed Hospital over the past year, the Trump administration and the White House are crashing out online over the fact that Donald Trump got caught sleeping during the Memorial Day ceremony yesterday. He got caught sleeping during a press conference 3 days ago, and he cannot stop falling asleep while the Iran war is spiraling, gas prices are spiking, and the economy is an increasingly worse spot every single day. You know what I find the most ironic about the White House trying to deny that Donald Trump falls asleep at all? You know, they try to say that he's just resting his eyes or blinking. I find it ironic that you can directly correlate Donald Trump's late night Truth Social crash outs to him falling asleep in the Oval Office or at press conferences or at a ceremony the next day. Sometimes he'll post hundreds of times throughout the night. Friend of the show, Harry Sisson, does a good job of tracking these and breaking them down oftentimes. He posted 72 times one time between midnight and 4 a.m., meaning he's sitting there just manically scrolling and posting. That is not the sign of a healthy president. Neither is the fact that he's been to Walter Reed 3 times over the past 13 months. So we're going to break all of this down. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed and you want more breaking news content, make sure to hit the like button. We're going to continue to build new formats, new debate shows, so subscribe below. We're very close to 2.1 million subscribers. All right, let's jump in with the juiciest part of this all. The reason that the White House is crashing out is because CNN ran a segment this morning with Dr. Jonathan Reiner, a former White House doctor for Vice President Dick Cheney back in the day, and Dr. Jonathan Reiner breaks down Donald Trump's decline in a very digestible manner. This is what caused the crash out from the White House that we will watch or that we will go through in just one moment. So let's just start here.
And finally, the president has severe daytime somnolence. He falls asleep very often. He's fallen asleep in the Oval Office on multiple occasions with people talking to him in the cabinet room. And was concerned yesterday that he might have fallen asleep at Arlington National Cemetery during Memorial Day observances. And chronic insomnia is a severe illness. It can result in an increase in risk of dementia, decrease in cognitive effects in older people. It's equivalent to about increasing your age by about 3.5 years. It increases your cardiac risk of having a heart attack or developing congestive heart failure. And it can produce a decline in your mental functions, like it could increase depression, anxiety. So it's a real problem. And the president appears to struggle to stay awake during the day.
All right, pause. That right there is the clip that got the White House incredibly angry because Dr. Jonathan Reiner exposes the increased mania and like depression and angst of Donald Trump, very visible on Truth Social, as something that is a function of his lack of sleep and his age. I mean, lack of sleep literally Fs me up, and I'm 23 years old. I couldn't imagine being 79 years old and barely sleeping because you're scrolling all night. He's addicted to his phone, and the American people can see it. But this is where the crash out gets even worse. Rapid Response 47, which is the official White House Rapid Response account, as they call themselves, and it's very clearly run by Stephen Chung, Donald Trump's White House Communications Director. You can just tell by the deranged posts that this is Stephen Chung's work right here. But they begin to tweet out manically at a bunch of CNN producers, claiming these CNN producers are falling asleep on air. They're using 3 to 4 second clips or screenshots of them looking down or blinking. It's like if I just blinked for a second, they would screenshot it and tweet it and say, why are you falling asleep? They're trying to deflect and pretend as if Donald Trump is simply blinking when we have the receipts. We have multiple videos that we'll go through in just 1 second of Donald Trump falling asleep. All right, everybody, check this out. So I was reading up on Donald Trump's visit to Walter Reed Hospital today. It is his third visit over the past 13 months. And I realized something very, very peculiar. this was basically only being covered by left-leaning or centrist sources. Right-leaning sources are not covering Donald Trump's trip to the hospital, and that's for a very specific reason. They want to blind their audiences to what's actually going on. That's where today's sponsor, Ground News, comes in. They show you the exact distribution bias of each of these articles. So this one is titled, Trump to Visit Walter Reed for the Third Checkup in 13 months. When we go down here, we see that the bias distribution of this story is heavily skewed to the left and the center. Only 16% of sources covering it are right-leaning, and that's also where Ground News' blind spot feature comes in perfectly. Blind spot tells you what stories aren't being covered by one side of the aisle, and they allow you to widen your perspective in a very natural manner. So Ground News is what I'm relying on for fact-based news heading into 2026 and 2028. If you want 40% off their Vantage plan, which is the plan I use, go to ground.news/AM or click the top link below and you can get 40% off. Again, ground.news/AM. It's the top link below. Thank you to Ground News. But back to this. Kate from CNN is clearly not sleeping in this clip. Renowned health expert at Jay Dawsey falls asleep on air, says Rapid Response 47. He's clearly blinking. He's talking. He's talking in this clip. Jake Tapper appears to doze off throughout his show. I mean, it's a funny thought that Jake Tapper is just kind of like falling asleep on air, but he's very clearly blinking for a moment. He's very expressive with his face. At Dana Bash, CNN, falls asleep ahead of her 55th birthday next month. What is going on? You know, it's not as convincing when the person's mouth is literally open as if they're speaking and looking down at their papers. You know what is more convincing that somebody's sleeping is watching them sleeping at events. Look at this.
The mourners of that first Decoration Day knew what we know on this Memorial Day, that these graves are more than names and dates with a dash in between. Each grave marker is a story. The young American on the battlefield away from home, he stayed in combat with loved ones by stating contact.
Yeah, I think this is just a little bit different, just a tiny bit different than a CNN reporter blinking. This is the President of the United States very clearly falling asleep, and it gets even worse. Let's go ahead and watch this next clip of him in the Oval Office just a few days ago.
During the earliest years of their children's lives. Second, we are cutting unnecessary red tape. Red tape that forced providers to close, limited access to care, and made it harder for working families to find the support they needed. We're moving away from one-size-fits-all federal mandates and instead empowering parents to meet their child's unique needs. And then third, we're strengthening accountability to...
They tried to say he was blinking during this. They tried to say he was literally just blinking in an extended manner. As I've said prior, if this is how the president blinks, then we may have an even bigger problem on our hands. He's very clearly falling asleep. And the problem is, the media coverage of this is disproportionately small compared to the Joe Biden era. Joe Biden one time stumbled on some sand on the beach, and this was a right-wing news cycle for about 6 months. It was proof that the entire world was going to shit and was hating the United States. We were being humiliated, according to Donald Trump. You wanna know what real humiliation looks like? Just yesterday, the United States was forced to strike Bandar Abbas in Iran about 85 days into this war, 85 days after Donald Trump launched a war of choice that has screwed over the United States. The Strait of Hormuz is still closed and we have so little leverage, we had to strike Bandar Abbas after saying we were nearing a deal. That is humiliation. You wanna know what else is humiliation? The same day, the same exact time, yesterday, Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister over in Russia who works with Vladimir Putin, calls Marco Rubio and says, I want you to evacuate all US citizens and personnel out of Kyiv because we are going to be striking your ally and you can't do anything about it. The United States is currently being humiliated on the global stage. And look, our sleepy ass president is falling asleep and this administration is lying about the war, lying about his state of mind, lying about the idea that he's falling asleep, lying about everything, and we have to be there to call it out. If you appreciate this, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Atomocra feed below. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.